You're listening to the SCAC Softball Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. Today I'm joined by Austin College head softball coach, Jackie Davis. Coach, first of all, thanks so much for joining us and congratulations on making the SCAC Tournament.
Thank you so much. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us.
Coach, the Roos are 13-27 on the regular season, 7-9 in SCAC play, winners of two of your last three games, earning the number three seed coming out of the Western Division. Just talk about where this team is playing as you guys head into the SCAC Championships.
We've definitely had a long road this year. You know, obviously our record really doesn't speak to where we've come and how far we've been. We had some injuries, some illness, and, you know, the girls just hopefully are peaking at the right time and they're, you know, excited to compete and they're, you know, really thrilled to be where we're at. And, you know, hopefully we can take everything that we did this weekend and or this past weekend and bring it with us to Jackson, Tennessee. So.
Well, Coach, you mentioned this past week, and obviously the Roos are coming off a huge series against Hendricks. As you look heading into that final game, you knew you had to pick up a win to earn that trip to the SCAC tournament. Heading into the final inning, Hendricks had a man on third, nobody out. You were able to get out of that jam in the top half of the inning, and you headed into the bottom half of the inning and picked up the win there to earn that number three spot. Ending the weekend the way you did, how much confidence does that give your team as you guys head to Jackson, Tennessee?
Well, certainly Hendricks was a great competitor, and I think that, you know, being able to, first of all, play for the wins, that was great, and certainly, you know, a very dramatic, high-intense situation. We've been in quite a few of those throughout the year, and unfortunately, they haven't always gone our way, so being able to get through that and fight through that, and I think that they've really proved a lot to themselves, and, you know, I think that that's really built their self-confidence and really taught them that they really are capable of just about anything, and, you know, they just got to keep working and keep believing and keep playing together as a team, and, you know, I really think that will help us this weekend.
Coach, Austin College making their first trip back to the SCAC tournament since 2008 in your first year as the head coach there of the Roos. What does that say about the hard work that you've put in, that these girls have put in throughout this entire season to get this point, obviously, as you mentioned, overcoming some adversity throughout the season?
It's really not me. I wish it was. You know, I really have done my best to give them everything I possibly could since I got here in August. I have a great assistant, and she's been really instrumental in that as well. But, you know, the girls, they did a great job at trusting me pretty quickly and doing everything that I've asked of them, and I have asked a lot of them over the last, you know, actually the entire school year, and they've come together as a team, they've worked hard, they've put in a lot of time, a lot of effort, things that they've never, ever done before, things that they've never been asked to do before, and, you know, I think that hopefully this shows them what they're capable of and how much hard work can really get you.
Again, you're listening to the SCAC Softball Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. Today we are joined by Austin College head softball coach Jackie Davis. And coach, you mentioned giving a lot of credit back to those girls. I'm sure a huge part of that is those four seniors that are on this team. Talk about this group of seniors and what they've meant to you, especially in all the transition you've had to make, obviously, in your first year of the program and the leadership that they've brought to this team.
I actually have three seniors. Amber Pemberton will be with us another year. She has only actually completed 3 years of eligibility, so we are thankful for that, certainly. But in terms of Suzanne, Casey, and Amanda, they've been great. They've definitely been leaders for us. Suzanne has completely turned her game around. She has gone above and beyond in terms of, you know, turning herself around and certainly contributing on the field. She's been our third baseman for pretty much every game. I know there's a few that she hasn't, but she's been one of only two people that have played in every single game this year. Offensively, I mean, her stats speak for themselves, and, you know, she's kept us in a lot of games, and her spirit, her attitude, her mentality, she's just been phenomenal for us. Casey and Amanda, they're wonderful as well. They bring a lot to us. Casey's definitely versatile. She's played some second base. She's played the outfield. The games that she hasn't started, she's always come in to pinch run. You know, you can never have enough speed. So she's been great for us. Amanda as well. Amanda was a little bit of a surprise. I guess pitchers didn't really hit here before I got here, and she's come through with her bat big time for us. She's given us some solid innings on the mound, which are much needed. And, you know, she can play a pretty nice first base as well. So she has also been versatile. The three of them will definitely be missed. I don't ever think anyone is replaceable, so certainly it will be our loss, but we've been happy to have them, and I'm just so proud of everything that they've put in.
Well, Coach, you mentioned Suzanne Beltran. She's tied for the league lead with 6 home runs on the year. Just talk about what that has meant in your lineup to have that type of pop, that instant offense, and how that can really change a game throughout the course of a season.
Yeah, Suzanne's bat has been phenomenal for us. She's a great hitter. And the best part about her is that she's a confident hitter. She's not one of those people that goes up there swinging for the fences. She just goes up there and tries to make something happen. And fortunately for us, she does do that quite a bit. Home runs are great, and certainly they've been timely for us. But aside from that, she does just, you know, put the ball in play, get on, and move people over. And for us, it's been a spark plug, certainly, and it's nice to have one of those in the middle of your lineup.
Finally, coaches, we look forward to this weekend and your first SCAC matchup against Millsaps here on Friday. You will square off, as I said, against the Majors of Millsaps. You played them twice earlier in the regular season, falling in both of those games. So what can your team take away from those two earlier matchups against the Majors? And, you know, conversely, what will be key for the Roos heading into this weekend to continue to do things well that they've been doing to try and make a deep run in this SCAC championships?
Yep, we definitely saw Millsaps earlier in the year. They're a good team. Things didn't fall our way, but it was the beginning of our season. Like I said, we did overcome quite a bit of adversity, and that weekend in particular, we definitely didn't have everything that we have right now. So we're hoping that having our full 13 will help us out, and, you know, taking everything that we worked for this past weekend against Hendricks, and that spirit and that drive and those hot bats, and we're hoping that that'll help us out against Millsaps.
Austin College head softball coach Jackie Davis. Again, Coach Davis and her Roos will open up their SCAC tournament this weekend in the game number 2 of the SCAC championships, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, Friday, April 27th, against the number 2 seed out of the Eastern Division, Millsaps College, winner advancing to play Trinity. Coach, congratulations on a great regular season, and best of luck as you move forward through the SCAC championships.
Thank you so much.